Earlier this week, Nevada's Gaming Control Board announced requirements for people at table games to wear masks if plastic partitions aren't in place. Next week, gaming regulators will take up the idea of cashless gaming, which could mean fewer hand-to-hand transactions in casinos. But will any of that be enough to keep the gaming industry moving along without new closures? Because in Arizona, tribal casinos that opened with similar COVID-19 restrictions are closing again as the virus surges back. Roger Gross is publisher of Global Gaming Business, and he's following these moves very closely. Roger Gross, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Sir Roger, I want to start with something from Forbes. The Forbes website had a headline this week that read, "Vegas sees record coronavirus infections 2 weeks after casinos reopen." About the same day, the headlines from Arizona came out that said tribal casinos were closing because COVID-19 is back with a vengeance. Casinos and resorts are the lifeblood, as you know, of Nevada's economy. Where are we headed?
Well, I think we had to open them up. There was no question about that. It's such the lifeblood of the Nevada economy, as you said. So, the state depends upon the tax revenue, and of course, the unemployment rate soared to record highs for any state in the United States last month. So, I don't think there's any question that they had to open up. I think they've got stipulations in place, the health and safety stipulations. So I think that's a very important thing. And I think so far it's gone rather smoothly. I think the mask thing was something that was questioned in the beginning, but I think it will settle itself out. And I think it's going pretty well so far, actually.
The mask thing, employees are required to wear them. I've seen photos of the casinos. I haven't been in one yet. Have you been in them? Have you seen many customers wearing them?
No, I think if you're lucky, maybe 25% of the customers are wearing them. I've been in some of the local casinos, and I've seen even more masks in the local casinos. I think maybe 40% there. So I think the folks that live here are a little more careful. But I think the people who are coming here, on vacation for a weekend getaway from California or something like that, are a little more laissez-faire about that.
Yeah. Laissez-faire, and Gaming Control is not requiring or ordering anybody to or customers to wear masks. Do you think that could be coming?
It's a possibility. I think one of the states that hasn't opened yet is New Jersey, and I think when they open, you're going to see them require masks. We've seen a lot of the tribal casinos in California and in Arizona, for that matter, require masks. So it could be coming. I think they want to make Las Vegas and Nevada more player friendly, so I think they're going to resist that as long as they can. But if it happens, it happens. I would rather see everybody wearing a mask rather than having to close down again.
And the warnings really are kind of everywhere. A lot of them are anecdotal. Some of them are superlative. There's a detailer. He's the president of Unite Here, which is the Culinary Union's parent union, and he used to be the head of the Culinary Union here in Las Vegas. He told the New York Times that casinos are, quote, cruise ships on land. I think the point's taken, but why do you think he made that point?
Well, the Culinary Union always is the most dramatic when it comes to threatening the management of the casino. So that doesn't surprise me. I don't think it's really appropriate. I think there are much more protections against health and safety in the land-based casinos than there might be on the cruise ships.
And this is a kind of a sticking point. The restrictions that are in place or not in place, unions want, I think, to see more to keep their workers safe. Not all the workers really want to go back right now, feeling they might be putting their lives at risk. The Culinary Union and the strip casinos, though, typically find a way to reach agreement at contract time. I wonder if these differences over the coronavirus could change that, particularly as the industry faces these huge economic challenges.
Well, we know that the Culinary Union's contract is up in a while here, so I think they're just positioning themselves to get more out of the casinos at that point. And then, of course, at that point, it's going to be much more difficult because the casinos are already on shaky financial ground. So I think they're just positioning themselves to get as much as they can, you know, when the time comes. I think the casinos are doing a very good job at protecting their workers. They're not requiring workers to come back if they don't feel safe. They're not forcing them to come back. They can remain furloughed if that's what they choose. But obviously, people want to come back. They need a paycheck. So I don't think they're being forced to come back, though. I think if they're not comfortable, I think they can stay home. But I think the casinos are doing everything they can to keep the workers safe and sound.
I'm talking to Roger Gross. He is the publisher of Global Gaming Business. Roger, every little bit of news, any little thing that happens in Vegas becomes huge news because it's Las Vegas. And just today and yesterday, there were reports of three people in two different establishments on the Strip testing positive for COVID-19. You know, it's a big headline here. What kind of effect do you think that's going to have on tourists who wanted to come here, right now, mostly from Southern California?
Well, I think you're seeing this in every sort of business around the country. The casinos aren't any different. And, as a matter of fact, they expected this to happen. This wasn't something that they expected to be completely clean all along. People are getting tested positive all the time. And of course, they don't tell you whether they're asymptomatic or anything like that. But the casinos are also instituting contract tracing when they find out, that one of their employees has tested positive. So, they'll go back and test everybody who's been in contact with this person. So this is not a surprise. And again, I think they're doing the best they can to keep it under control. They're expecting this to happen. So they've already got plans in place to prevent it.
Now, as far as you know, is contact tracing where somebody tests positive and you ask them who they've been in contact with and they go back and talk to those people and maybe isolate them for 2 weeks. As far as you know, is that happening, rigorously in Las Vegas on the Strip with the businesses?
I don't believe it is at this point because, like you said, there's only been two or three cases where people have been tested positive. So I haven't heard of any ways other than the ones that you've seen test positive that's been happening on the Strip so far.
Some of these worries also, again, are related to stories coming from places where the casinos were opened a little bit earlier. There was a security guard at one of the Arizona casinos who died of COVID-19. And at that time, the casino required employees, but not patrons, to wear masks. Now that's changed. Customers have to wear masks as well. Not here again. But what do you think it would take here in Las Vegas for gaming control to require customers to wear masks? What kind of headline would have to be out there?
Well, I don't think anybody has to die to do that. I think if the customers continue to avoid the masks, again, we've anecdotally seen just about 25% of the customers wearing masks in casinos, and then if they don't observe social distancing as well, I think then the Gaming Control Board might come in and say, hey guys, let's put the masks on now for as long as we have to. I don't think they want to do that, but if they have to, I think they will, and I think it will take a continued lack of use by customers.
We talked to small business owners and lobbyists earlier this week. We asked about forcing by law customers to wear masks in businesses in Nevada. And one of the answers we got was, well, it's best to suggest to wear masks, not order it, because businesses are going to follow the law. But now we're hearing about hundreds of complaints against businesses in Nevada, many by employees who say businesses aren't following even the simplest social distancing guidelines. Do you trust the casino resort operators to follow the rules more stridently, the ones set up by Governor Sisolak and by Gaming Control? I mean, do they have more incentive to do that? What are your thoughts on that?
I think they do have an incentive to do that. And the casinos I've been in, four or five of them since casinos reopened a couple of weeks ago, I've seen them, I've seen actually security guards go over to somebody and suggest that they move away from somebody else. They don't want people hanging behind people playing at the tables and things of that nature. So everything I've seen, the casinos are observing the CDC guidelines that have been put in place. So I really think, they're doing a pretty good job at this point. Again, the point that the small business owners have you can suggest that somebody wear a mask. If you insist on it, you might lose a customer. So in a small business that's been closed for 3 months, I think that's a real important thing. So I can certainly understand their concerns.
Now, have you been in the casino so far? Are you wearing a mask?
I am not wearing a mask. No, I don't stay in the casino that long. I walk through headed to a meeting, but I have not worn a mask in the casino. No.
How would you feel if you walked by somebody who sneezed on you?
I would walk the other way.
I mean, I'm just wondering, Roger, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you have underlying conditions, but aren't you worried a little bit, given the fact that you're seeing this resurgence of COVID-19 in Arizona, and we've seen a record number in one day of COVID-19 positive tests in Southern Nevada just this week? How come you're not worried?
I'm really kind of tired of it, actually. And how many times have you read that masks don't really work? You've seen the things on Facebook of the guys that are doing the drywall stuff, and they show the these particles of drywall go through the mask. So how is a mask going to stop a tiny little germ? I mean, it's just. I personally don't enjoy wearing a mask because it restricts my breathing. I have been to church, though, and I have worn a mask in church.
Earlier this week, by the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted, this was very, really interesting, that early on they were saying, yeah, masks don't work, but they were just saying that because there weren't enough masks in this country. Now they're saying, yeah, you should wear a mask everywhere. I'm sure you read that. Doesn't that give you pause?
Well, I think they were talking more about the surgical mask, the PPE mask.
The N95s, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they were talking about the bandanas that people are wearing, that where they just hang over their mouth. So I don't even know where to get a mask that would be appropriate for that. So, the masks I have are just masks that I've gotten at the casino. So I think, for myself, I'm not worried about it, although I am in a high-risk group, as you mentioned there. But, I just want to go live my life and not live in fear.
Well, and you're going through the casinos to do your job. I don't know. Maybe you're sitting down at the poker tables?
No.
Okay.
No, again, I haven't gambled in the casino, but I've just gone through it just to observe what's going on.
The reason I ask that is because there's an interesting footnote to all of this. MassLive.com out of Massachusetts had a story earlier this month ranking activities by how likely they are to promote COVID-19 transmission. And they based this on the replies of four physicians. Rankings went from 1 as the best to 10 as the worst, like 10 being, if you do this, you're really risking your life.
Sure.
One of the riskiest behaviors was getting a drink at a bar, in part because people let their guard down after they have a few drinks and start getting sloppy. Large music venues and concerts were also a 9. Gyms and places of worship were at risk level 8, but casinos were only a 6, and larger casinos, which we have plenty of here, are better because of the open spacing. So do you get that sense when you're in a casino that, you're not sitting down at a table game, you're not playing, but the openness of it, does it give you a sense of security? Because it feels airier.
I think the way they've turned off every other slot machine, and I think what I've noticed is that people are even spacing themselves out even more since we don't have that many players back. But I feel comfortable in there because it is like the ceilings are high. You know, I know for a fact that they all have a very good ventilation. Not all of them, but certainly the large casinos. And so, you know, I would probably agree with that ranking of around six of large casinos is kind of that risk factor.
I started that long vignette by talking about table games. Table game playing is ranked sixth. Roger Gross is publisher of Global Gaming Business. Roger, thank you so much.
Not a problem.